This is the Fix It Show on 620 WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are those of the host or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Scripps Media Incorporated.
Our guest between now and 8 o'clock is Sean Wolf from Wolf Paving. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Last time you were in, I learned a ton about paving, and we had a lot of phone calls. So if you've got paving questions, get them in early, because we always get kind of jammed up at the end, and it's a good time to call, like right now, when we're kind of new into the show. So that's at 414-799-1620. You, like Eric, you guys could probably swap stories, because family businesses, both Siding Unlimited and Wolf Paving, you guys go back. It's like over 75 years.
76 years this year, yep.
Yeah. Tell me that story. I love that story.
My grandfather started the company back in 1941 out in Waukesha County, mainly as an aggregate supply business.
Which means what?
Crushed gravel and rock that we were putting down in the new subdivisions that were going in out there.
Which would be a good time to be in that business,
it
right?
Was, yeah, it was. Yeah. And then the 50s and 60s, Waukesha County just took off, and we got right in the middle of all that and got into asphalt paving and... We're still there.
Could Grandpa at least have maybe talked to some of the city planners and gotten those streets to make sense? But probably not, right?
Probably not. Okay, sometimes there's not a lot of logic.
So that was Grandpa.
Yep. And then my father was involved. He just retired probably 5 or 6 years ago, and now it's my younger brother and I.
So, and you guys probably just grew up in the business. I mean, it's just what everybody, it was the family business, as we say.
Yeah, back then you got dragged into work probably when you were 12, 13, 14 years old and started running machinery.
So what do you remember about those days, being a kid?
I remember getting dropped off in a quarry, sitting in a hot little scale shack weighing trucks, and my aunt bringing me hamburgers from LaDuke's down in Wales there
nice.
For lunch.
How old were you then?
Probably 14.
You know, and you just don't see that anymore.
No.
Right? I mean, who would stick a 14-year-old on that? There's probably
a
law.
Yeah, there's
a
few laws
that.
Now,
yeah. It's too bad, because you would get some great experience.
Yep.
Good. Okay, so... It looks like you guys run the gamut. I mean, I've seen Wolf Paving trucks and equipment for forever. I mean, it's commercial, it's residential, municipalities. What would you say is the split?
Our core of our work is commercial work, whether it's new construction or redoing existing parking lots. We still probably do 500 or 600 driveways a year. You know, residential is still a big part of what we do. And then, you know, our fair share of municipal, it's probably a third.
Okay. When you say paving, so what do you pay? These are not concrete driveways.
No,
asphalt
driveways.
Asphalt.
So, yep,
okay.
We manufacture the asphalt. We've got the plant, so we can control the process from start to finish. Yeah, and then we're laying the black stuff down on the road, and you know, we're the ones throwing the orange barrels around that everybody seems to hate.
So, Eric Brown, that's one thing Siding Unlimited doesn't do, right? I mean,
no.
how's your parking lot, as a matter of fact?
No, our parking lot needs some work. I can tell you that much.
We'll probably be talking after the show.
You're about 4 feet away from the guy to talk to. All right, we're going to take a break. We had a question. Oh, we had a question on hold, and they're gone. But you know what? Call back, because we're going to get you on. We're going to take a break and be back in a bit. Again, Sean Wolf, Wolf Paving, is here between now and 8 o'clock. So let's talk paving. Got any questions, we'll go over them. Let's go to McGuanago. Hey, Jeff, thanks for waiting. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning. I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Okay, I'm looking at replacing my driveway, and could you explain the benefits of going with thicker black top compared to, what you go with 3-inch usually compared to a 4-inch?
Sure. That's not a problem. Asphalt's a flexible product, so it really needs to have a good base underneath it. And if you're looking at the weight of the loads you're going to be bringing in, usually in a driveway, the worst thing you get is a camper or maybe a septic truck. But you want to look at that base material underneath, because it's going to be holding that asphalt up. Our general driveways are about 2.5 inches thick. Once you get into 3 and 4 inches, that's more heavy duty. We'd put that in a parking lot. But once you hit 3 inches, you want to do it in two separate lifts. You want to put about 1.5 inch layer down and make sure you get it compacted, and then another 1.5 inches. Once you get above 3 inches, you just can't get good compaction all the way through. If a contractor wants to put it all in one lift, I would not suggest that.
That's Sean Wolf from Wolf Paving. He is here till 8 o'clock. Jeff, did that cover everything?
What about 3 inches? Just going solid 3 inches.
Yeah, I would still recommend doing 3 inches in two separate layers. Just otherwise, you're not going to get good compaction over time. You might get some settling. If you're parking in the same area, you might get some tire marks as that area settles. So 3 inches is really kind of borderline for being able to put it in one layer. But it is going to give you a little added strength, and you are going to be able to carry a little heavier load the thicker the asphalt is.
Okay, going to Chris in Elm Grove. Hey, Chris, you're on WTMJ.
Hi, I'm just calling. We bought a house 1994, so 23 years ago now, holy cow. And we had, it belonged to a president of a paving company. In fact, they do a lot of the roads in Wisconsin. And he always told me that we had purchased a house that had a driveway that had road quality asphalt, and that you'd never have to do anything and we should never seal coat it. Well, we've gone 23 years now, and I'm getting some pretty decent cracking now in the driveway.
Sure.
And grass starting to grow through it. And I'm wondering, you know, is this a kind of driveway where you really shouldn't seal coat it? You should just start over, or how do I treat my driveway?
You know, 23 years is a pretty good length of time for asphalt in Wisconsin in our climate here. You're always going to get some cracking over time. 23 years, you might be getting to the end of that life cycle, but I would definitely recommend cleaning those cracks out and having them crack filled. Water underneath your asphalt is the worst thing that can happen. So you want to just protect that, get everything sealed up good, and a coat of sealer isn't going to hurt anything.
Hey, Chris, Sean, what number should Chris call for you?
Yeah.
Sounds like you would be able to do that.
We could probably handle that, or at least take a look and give you an assessment. You can call our office at 262-965-2121, and we can send somebody out, take a look, and make some recommendations to try and get a few more years out of that driveway.
Cool. All right, let's see if we can get Kelly. Kelly, New London, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I listen to your show all the time. I really appreciate it. This first-time call, so... I got a question for the paver guy.
Sure.
What do you do about edges of you know, when you lay the blacktop? What can you do to keep the edges from crumbling off?
You really want to get something up against those shortly after that asphalt's paved. Water will run right off that edge, wash that base away, and there's really nothing to support it. You ever see an old glass window where it kind of is looking rippled? Because glass is actually a liquid, and it will keep moving over time. It takes a long time. But asphalt's the same way. You know, it's a liquid that it's got a liquid in it that when it gets hot, it moves a little bit. So if you don't put something up against the edges of those driveway to support it, it will on a warm day. You know, it'll start to slump, and over 5-10 years, it'll start to come down. So.
Like the rest of us.
Exactly.
Okay. Kelly, did you have a second part of the question?
How often do you recommend sealing a blacktop driveway?
Sure.
And, you know, spray versus roll-on.
Okay. If you have a new asphalt driveway put in, I would wait at least a year, possibly even two, before I put the first coat of sealer on it to let it oxidize a little bit and get a little age to it. And then I would do it I wouldn't do it any more than every other year. Sealer is kind of like house paint. If you get too much on there, it'll start flaking off. You know, if you do it too often, so you kind of want to let it wear off between coats and then put a fresh coat on. Rolling is great for a first coat because it really gets in those cracks, and you can spray the second coat on there. But brushing it in there will get it in there nice and tight.
Okay. So Wool Paving, 75 years in the business. Eric, you guys, how long has your family company been around, Siding Unlimited?
6 months. Danny.
Yeah. You know way. Yeah, we just bought a truck and some ladders.
Yeah,
it's
we
great.
Just jumped in. It's yeah, great. That's how the industry seems to go sometimes.
No, I think it goes back. It goes back at least to your pop, right?
Yeah, about 40 years.
Okay.
So,
right. That's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. So between the two of you, you've got 125 years.
Right.
Or is it
right.
115? Math, you know, forget that.
But but we've had Wolf, my parents have had actually Wolf Paving out to their house. Probably about 10 years ago they had their driveway done, and it looks awesome. They do seal it. They keep it in good shape and everything like that. And then they had an area that they wanted to widen, came out and widened it and took care of it. It was pretty slick. Their guys do a really nice job. They get in there with their machines and do the work only on the areas that need work done.
Sure.
You know, not driving around all over the yard tearing everything up. So
gotcha. All right.
Good.
Let's go to Delafield. Hey, Clayton.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question for you guys regarding my driveway. I have a 2-year-old concrete driveway, and prior to that, for about the first 10 years we owned the house, the driveway heaved. And all the neighbors' driveways do this in that area because apparently that's probably a common issue. I'm wondering if I were to eventually remove that concrete and go with asphalt, with all of that kind of heaving that goes on, am I still potentially going to have that issue. It's, I know it could be an insulation issue. It could be the bedding, you know, like you said, the multiple layers earlier, that the insulation end of it. But is that generally what's going on?
It depends where you're at in Delafield. We come across some very clayey areas that hold the moisture, and then when winter comes, that moisture freezes and causes it to heave. Typically under concrete, you don't have the thickness of a gravel base that you do under asphalt, because concrete tends to support itself a little bit more. So if you went to asphalt, I'm not going to say this is going to cure your problems without coming out and taking a look at it, but we'd probably excavate fairly deep and make sure that we had some good soils there that would drain underneath that asphalt. So that'd probably help alleviate some of that heaving.
How deep is fairly deep?
At least a foot.
Okay. Oh,
you know?
Okay.
But it, it really depends on the drive. You know, if we got out there and dug down and found a nice sandy, you know, a lot of Delafield is also pretty sandy. If we found a nice sandy soil that would drain well, we wouldn't have to go that deep. But a minimum thickness on gravel underneath asphalt would be 8 to 10 inches.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of material to move.
Yeah. Yeah. But it, you know, we can handle it. Give us a call.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Sure.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Fix It Show on the air. Let's go to West Dallas with Brian. Brian, thanks for waiting. You're on TMJ.
I have a question about asphalt driveway.
Sure.
It's got pockets in it that developed over the years, and water gathers up in there. Can that be patched?
It can. There's actually an infrared heater now. This is something that we didn't have back when I started. But you can come out and heat that area up, all the asphalt and the surrounding area, with a heater from above. It penetrates down in, and you can add a little fresh asphalt to it and rake it out and bring it back up to the grade that it was.
So make it doughy?
Yeah, we can turn it back, yeah. Liquefy it again, add a little fresh stuff to it, and patch it back in.
Where can you rent that thing?
I don't believe you can rent those machines, but actually quite a few seal coat companies run those machines. We work with a couple of different sealing companies that have those, and they'll come out and do the patching for us. So, you know, if you call a seal coat company, they'll probably be able to come out and give you an estimate for it.
Cool. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. John in Franklin, thank you for waiting. You're on WTMJ.
Hi, guys. I don't have an asphalt driveway. I got a concrete one.
Sure.
I put sealer down on it 3 years ago. It's got a color to it. It's like a stain.
Okay.
And with the salt on the car, it's flaking off. You know, it's pretty bad. I like to know who I can have come out and just blast that off the driveway.
Boy, that's a good question. I've never dealt with that one before. We do have a company that we work with. I don't know if Eric has any input here. But that cleans our equipment for us, and they use a almost like a sandblasting machine that uses dry ice. That just kind of popped into my head.
Kinda
that seems
it.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, it doesn't really harm the surface underneath, doesn't leave any residue behind, and it may take that sealer off of there.
John, when you said concrete, Sean held up his fingers like in the sign of the cross, like to ward that off.
So,
all right, you're an asphalt man.
I know a little more about
raised
asphalt than
in
concrete.
Raised in asphalt. All right, let's go to Dolores in Brookfield. Hey, Dolores, you're on WTMJ.
Hi, Wolf did my driveway. They tore it out 3 years ago and put in a beautiful driveway, and I asked them to put in the 3 inches because I figured with the winters it would hold up real good. But what's starting to happen, and I need your advice, is on the side, because it's 3 inch higher than my grass, it's starting to crack off, you know, because it's higher. So do I put in a curb there to prevent that from happening? Because I'm afraid it'll just continue to work.
Yes. So
I don't know how to do that.
It's right up against the grass, you're saying, and it's just kind of standing 3 inches above the grass?
Yeah, and so what's happening now, you know, it's starting to develop some cracks, and some
sure.
of the asphalt is breaking off, so
sure.
I need to stop that. I don't know what to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, what I would do is bring a little bit of topsoil in, and bring that topsoil, raise that grade up to the top of the driveway.
Oh.
You know, just that'll help support that. I would pack some more topsoil on the edge and plant some grass seed on there and get it to blend in with the rest of your yard.
It's a good 3 inches all along my long driveway. That
yeah,
be a lot of
anything up there to support that asphalt. Maybe some edging, some landscape edging, some rocks. Or
do you think it should be sealed now, because it's also developed on the top part a few little cracks, and I'm afraid, you know, ice and snow might make it worse?
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you see cracks, you're going to want to get them crack-filled, and then probably a coat of sealer would be good after 3 years.
Okay, and Dolores, you know the guys at Wolf, so I'm sure they can kind of look at that and maybe
sure.
give you a little bit more advice on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, give us a call.
Sean Wolf from Wolf Paving, do you find with some of the commercial municipalities, I see now that there's an effort to kind of channel the water to somewhere positive, right?
You're always looking to get it away from the asphalt. Right, yeah, you don't want it to get underneath there. So,
but actually, I've seen where you can run it into kind of almost a rain garden, but
sure,
know,
yeah,
right.
We have a product that's a porous asphalt, and the water will run right through that asphalt.
Okay, so. I don't get how that works. Right? It gets right to it and it's gone.
Yeah, think of it like a popcorn mix. You know, so it's a little, you can kind of see down in it. It's a little coarser looking mix. And we put that right up against the regular asphalt, and you'll see water running across a parking lot on the regular asphalt and get to this porous area, and it'll just disappear. It'll run right through it.
Then what's the trick? Where's that going?
So you do something a little different underneath that asphalt. You kind of create a drainage field down there of some clear stone, and you can divert it pretty much anywhere you want, or you could hold it underneath that asphalt. There's actually storage systems that can go underneath there, and it'll take the place of a retention pond in a commercial site.
Yeah. Who figures that out on your staff?
We've actually got a lab and a couple engineers that work with the product and give us advice on how to install it. They play with it in the lab and then tell us how to best put it in.
Cool job. So. Going to be back in a bit. You got a question for the asphalt guy. That is Sean Wolf from Wolf Paving. As you drive anywhere, I gotta guess since you are like family business, you've been in it, you grew up in it, you can't look at any roads or parking lots ever.
Yeah, you probably don't want to be in front of me. Not that I've rear-ended anybody, but I'm usually looking down at the road more than I'm looking out in front of me just to see what's going on, just in my blood.
Do you ever, and I would think that your poor wife is probably like, please, could you stop talking about parking lots, but I bet when you see a great parking lot, it's like, man, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it? Yeah, yeah, there's nothing prettier.
I imagine that, and not to make a plug for Cars 3, the movie that's coming out this weekend.
You can, that's fine.
But the first Cars that came out like 12 years ago, I just imagine when they redid the road on Radiator Springs, and just they're riding on that brand new asphalt road, and they're all, the cars are just loving it.
Yep.
Do you notice it in movies too?
I not so much in the movies, okay. But I really notice a smooth ride. You're going down the highway and somebody puts some fresh asphalt in and it's nice and smooth and quiet. Yeah. There's nothing better than that.
And the smell, I love it. Oh yeah.
Asphalt, so, race cars, and two-stroke engines, right? Three great smells.
Well, it's funny. You guys were kind of talking about Waukesha County stuff because that's really where Wolf kind of built the name, is in Waukesha County. But you were talking about, Wolf Road and this and that. Anybody know where we can find 1,000 acres for this apple plant that they want to put in? Did you see? You saw this story? Yeah.
No,
Foxconn, which is the company that, they assemble a lot of the – they would like to put a facility somewhere in the Midwest. Michigan is one of the states that they're looking at, and so is Wisconsin, but they need 1,000 acres.
Wow.
So nothing left, huh?
1,000 acres with interstate access at a cheap price.
But I'm sure, let me tell you, that's good. 900 jobs, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they probably would need a parking lot.
Yeah, well, we could help them out there. Right. And they'll probably need a roof and some siding done.
Right.
It's funny, though. It's funny what you notice in movies because I think I'd been doing the show in that movie, The Revenant, with Lynn. So I'm there, and they've got this old fort, and I'm looking at the windows, and they had actually glass windows. And you probably, eventually, when you see it.
What we've done to you, Danny.
I know. It's bad. Hey, if you got a question about paving, if you got your driveway, general questions about that, Sean is going to be here officially until 8 o'clock, and then he's going to kind of ride along. You guys are going to switch chairs. But we're at 414-799-1620. You said, Sean, that this is your busy time. Just is because the weather's good, or what do weather conditions need to be for you guys?
Our asphalt plants generally start up sometime in April, depending on the weather, and run till almost the beginning of December.
Start up what? Start up making asphalt.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We don't make asphalt in the winter. The ground is frozen. You don't want to be paving on frozen ground.
Okay.
Our piles of stone products that go into making asphalt are frozen, so winter's just a prohibitive time for us.
When asphalt gets made, and then it's got to go to a job site.
Yep.
Do you have to keep it warm? I mean,
you do.
Like
it comes out of the plant. Yeah. It's about 300 degrees, whoa, give or take a few. Yeah, and it goes in a dump truck and it gets tarped. It gets covered, and you've probably got a couple hours to work with it before it sets up.
So it's in a dump truck. It's just one big mass.
Yep.
Okay. And then how do you put it onto the?
So we've got a paving machine. The dump truck will back right up to the paving machine and dump right into the front of it, and it goes through the inside of the machine and comes out in a flat layer behind.
Just like Play-Doh. Pretty much. Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, that's one of the other perks of our job is all the big, fun machinery we get to run around with. So
I would think. So keeps you've got dump trucks, you've got paving machines, right?
Yep.
And then how big of a crew for, say, like it was... What's your typical crew on a...
Our paving crew is 7 to 8 people.
Okay.
Grading crews that get things ready before the pavers come in are 2 to 3 people, you know, with a grader and a bobcat or a skid steer, sorry. And then the paving crew comes out and they've got the rollers and the paver and everything else. And there's a lot of handwork a lot of times with the asphalt, so that's why the crew's a little bigger.
And I would think the preparation is key.
It is.
With anything.
It is, yep.
Completely different crews, huh?
Completely different crews,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Sean Wolf, Wolf Paving, is here until 8 o'clock officially, talking about paving and driveways and all that stuff if you want to jump on. Jim is in Heartland. Hey, Jim, good morning. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. I recently had my driveway seal coated. In fact, it was by somebody that Wolf Paving sent out. A beautiful job. However, I was putting oil in my lawnmower, and some of the oil spilled on the new asphalt coating. What product or soap or whatever could I use to remove those spots?
Sure. Did it spilled on the seal-coated surface, not on the asphalt surface?
The seal-coated surface.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because that's why you seal-coat. If it spills on the asphalt, those petroleum products will go into the asphalt and dissolve it, but if you seal coat it, it'll help protect that from penetrating down in. Pretty much any good soap product. I wouldn't use anything solvent based, but just a good, even a dish soap will help lift that oil off of that seal coated surface.
Let it soak for a while, or
yeah, maybe a scrub brush. You know, get it in there and try and get that soap to lift that oil away from the sealer. And I hate to say it, but you're gonna have to rinse it off under the edge of the driveway.
Very good. I appreciate the help, and I'll do what you instructed me.
Jim, you got enough elbow grease in the garage, too?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good luck with that. I appreciate it. Thanks. 7:55 at 620 WTMJ. We're going to Waukesha. Hey, Carol, good morning.
Hey, y'all. We put in our driveway probably about 20 years ago, and, you know, driving on it after all that time, you start having little dips where you always hit the tires on the same spot. Is that a whole redo, or do we patch, or how does that?
It really depends on the overall shape of the driveway. 15 to 20 years in Wisconsin is a pretty good lifespan for an asphalt driveway. Give us a call. We'll come out and take a look at it. If you've got a lot of cracking and some settling areas, it's probably time to replace it. If it's just some divots, there's a chance that it can be patched up and maybe seal-coated, and you get a few more years out of it.
Fantastic. Thanks,
Carol. Appreciate it. All right, 7:56 at 620 WTMJ. Are you a paving historian, road historian at all?
Not really.
Okay, all right. Because some of the, like the Hall of Fame roads, right, aren't there still some Roman roads that they built back in the...
Oh, yeah.
Still,
yep.
How did they do that?
Yep, I don't know. Those are stone paving blocks that are still there. Yeah, that was a technology that...
They just did.
Outlasted.
I mean, they've got aqueducts that they built that are still going, and you know, of course, our pyramids, you know, but that, okay, that's Egypt, but yeah, yeah, it's interesting. All right,
yeah, some of those old roads are pretty cool.
Sean Wolf from Wolf Paving, if you just joined us, we got about a minute left, but give us your quick history again.
Yeah, 75 years ago, we started out in Waukesha County, been doing roads, parking lots, driveways out there ever since. We're also in Dane County. We have a plant there. But I would suggest anybody to go onto our website if you're thinking of a paving project and educate yourself on the process before you talk to any contractor. It's really important to know what you're getting into, and you can learn all that from our website at wolfpaving.com, or give us a call at our office, 262-965-2121.
Still got some fly-by-night guys out there?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah.
Every couple of years, you'll have a group of them come through town. So, yeah, be careful, you know.
These guys who put the paint down. Yeah, I've heard about them. Yeah, okay. Got one on the text line. Sean Wolf, Wolf Paving, this might be for you.
Sure.
I need a new driveway. It's fairly large drive. I have experience with the Bobcat. So I was wondering, if I took out the driveway and disposed of the material, would that save me money? My driveway now is asphalt, fairly old, extremely pitted, but it has no cracks in it. Could it be sealed or a top layer put on? So sounds like he's talking about two different
things. Definitely calls for the estimate and get that out of the way first. There is a chance you could seal it and get 3 or 4 or 5 more years out of it. If you wanted to go that route, if you want something that looks new, obviously you can. If it doesn't have a lot of cracks in it, there is a chance that it could be overlaid. Overlaying a driveway with new asphalt is not something we typically like to do. If it's got a lot of cracks, those cracks are going to show right back through after the first year. You still have the same issues. You're basically just covering them up. But if it's in good shape, you can maybe put an inch over the top of it. As long as you've got clearance by the garage and maybe by the road, you know, we may remove a small section to get the drainage right. But, yeah, that's an option, too. As far as pulling it out yourself goes, you know, you're more than welcome to, but we can probably get in there and get it ripped out really quick.
Yeah. I go to West Allison. Gary. Gary, good morning. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning. How you doing?
Not bad.
Good.
Good. I got a quick question for you. My driveway is about 25 years old, no cracks or anything like that, but the rebarb is starting to show through. And I was just wondering, was there a chemical or something that I can put on there to get rid of that spot?
So is it a concrete driveway that you've got the metal showing through?
Yes.
If it's 20, did you say 25 years old?
Yes.
25 years old and you've got it wore down enough where that metal's coming through, it's going to start coming apart pretty fast.
There's no cracks or anything. Yeah, the rust spots are starting to show.
What's going to end up happening is that, that metal in the driveway is rusting and it's going to start to expand and you're going to get some cracks probably fairly quickly within the next few years as that rust pushes out. I don't know. I'm not aware of any coatings that would cover that up.
I don't know.
My best guess or my advice would be to live with it for a couple more years and then probably, you know, start budgeting to tear it out.
Asphalt.
And pave it back in with asphalt.
You know, a number of times in the last couple hours, people have said they've named how long they've given a time span of how long they've had something, windows for 20 years or that, you know.
Yeah.
Do you guys run into that where we just kind of expect things to last forever and it just doesn't? Right.
Well, you're up against two things in both of our industries and in life in general. You're up against time and you're up against water.
Yep.
And between the two of those, that's our fight. Now, time, there's nothing we can do, but water, we can do a lot to push it away or keep it away or drain it away from either the driveway or even the house. And so that's the fight. And then it's a matter of who can do it the best. You know, I mean, you can get driveway guys, I'm sure. Asphalt or concrete, you can get definitely on my end of the business, window siding, roofing guys that can come in, give you a cheap price and explain everything, but can they do it? So often do we find that the guys just can't do it, and then you're left with new products, new everything, 5 years old, and it looks like awful. It needs to be replaced.
Thanks for changing your word.
I was going to say poop.
Okay, but it started with dog. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Or you can go with someone reputable. You're going to pay more, and there's no question, but you're going to get a longevity is the key. And the products, the install, it all goes hand in hand.
I totally agree. You got to keep the water away, and you got to do your maintenance. And then the time isn't the issue so much anymore.
Your business, Sean, in Wolf Paving, there's a lot of people that do it, but yours, Eric, there's a trillion.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you cannot turn on the TV or the radio without hearing windows, doors. I mean, all this stuff. And then if the company's not around in 2 years, you guys have been, 40-plus years?
Yeah. And Sean and I were talking about this, about our businesses off the air, where you know, his competition is what it is, and ours is... I mean, there's a lot. The way I see it, and actually I think the way he sees it as well, is there's probably not that much competition when you start looking at what you get out of the company you're working with, because there's not a lot of good guys out there. And that's really the truth to it.
Sean Wolf, always an education. Sean Wolf of Wolf Paving. How do we get you?
Yep, 262-965-2121 or wolfpaving.com.
Guys, thanks for hopping in this weekend.
Thanks for having us.